We're talking basketball here on the boys' side here. Beavers, second straight Tuesday, they got to face a number one ranked team, and it was a pretty good Lake and Bronk team on the road last night. Beavers hung tough for a while, but just too much Lake, and in the end, 70-47 setback, as I'm joined here with Coach Brian Gentry. And I know, looking back last night, it was just, you guys really played them pretty good, and I thought, I mean, even probably at times it was pretty good. It was a tight game there, but that run in the second quarter kind of probably was the story of the ball game last night.
Yeah, we, you know, I probably need to break those up and burn a couple timeouts when those things are going on. But it's one of those things against that team where you call too many timeouts, you allow them to really set up a press, and we were having success. You know, we were breaking their press for the most part. But you know, I thought the first quarter it was our tempo. You know, it's 6-6 for the majority of it, and then a couple, you know, mental breakdowns right at the end, and a really unfortunate call that goes against Gus that puts them at the line and gives them two free throws and the ball back. That was a big swing in the first quarter. Looking back on it, I don't like it, but you know, it is what it is. And then throughout the game, you know, Lakin doesn't depend on their press to beat you right away. It's just it wears on you. And, you know, in the second quarter, we made some, you know, mental errors with some passes, a little bit sloppy with the ball, and allowed them to kind of get out in transition. That first quarter, we didn't have as many turnovers early, and it allowed us to get back in transition and set up our defense. And I thought our guys did a great job communicating, you know, forcing them into tougher threes instead of, you know, letting the ball get into the middle of the paint and then kicked out for three. So when they get into transition, though, they're extremely dangerous. And the Davis kid, you know, you don't score 1,000 points in high school basketball, you know, because you're lucky. I mean, he's a very good ball player, and he puts a lot of pressure on you when he has the ball in his hands. So, you know, a lot of credit to that, you know, that kid, and congratulations to him. But, you know, I thought a lot of our guys, you know, showed a lot of signs. And I think our younger guys are just continuing to get more and more confidence. And you see that, you know, with each, you know, minute that they get in there. And you know, so we have a lot of guys that are really, you know, showing improvement. And that's, as a coach, that's all you can really ask for. And you know, I'll tell you what, our guys, despite whatever's going on, you know, throughout our season, win-loss record, they just work their butts off. I mean, so from a character standpoint, I mean, I can't ask for any more from my guys.
Absolutely. And, yeah, they have been fun to watch over these last few weeks here. And I think your shooting is starting to get to come to the right place here at the right time here. And I think you guys were about 50-50 last night on shots.
Yeah, we kind of opened them up a little bit and let them, you know, create some of their own, you know, offense. And we talk a lot about getting to the spot where you're most successful from. And you know that as a player. If I'm a cutter or slasher, you know, I'm going to do that. And so I think opening that up and allowing them to do some of those things really helps them. They don't have to overthink anything. They can go out and play. You know, that's what we need to continue to improve on. You know, we're going to continue to improve, and there's no question about it. When you have guys that are willing to, you know, take coaching and do the little things, even though they might go unnoticed, you know, they're going to continue to get better. And I think they're doing that. But last night, you know, it's a really tough ball game. You know, it's a tough team to play. They're good. You know, starting five is about as good as you're going to see in 3A. You know, they lack a little bit of size, but they make up for it with, you know, perimeter play and the ability to keep you off balance. So they're a tough group.
You're able to get in after Gus in that first quarter. I know that was a tough circumstance for him, but he's able to kind of put that behind him, and he ended up leading guys to 10 points, and he had Carter in there with 6 points. And I think it was good to see them kind of get going there offensively and you guys working it inside. And then you even throw in Sawyer Stevens, who had a really couple nice baskets there in the fourth quarter.
He did. And I, you know, I think with our guys, especially with Carter and Gus's size, you know, we tell them if you really want the ball on your spot on the block, then you can get it. It's just depending on whether or not you want to be physical enough to go get that spot each time. And it can wear on you when you're down there getting pushed around. You know, I thought after Gus's intentional foul, I thought they really tried to get him to get another one. I thought there was some pushing and shoving going on. He kept his composure. To one point, you know, he kind of gets shoved almost to the ground, and he continues to have his little bar arm up there to try to post up, and he's literally in like a catcher position trying to post him up, but he kept working, and then he finally got the foul call on the other kid. So I thought he worked extremely hard. He's just, you can't teach that kind of size, you know, and he puts in a lot of work. So, you know, he deserves what he gets. He's got to get himself slowed down a little bit every once in a while, but, you know, it's good to see guys that put in time, you know, really get, you know, the rewards that come from it.
Well, you look back at last night, I think there's a lot of things that you guys can take away, and the guys, for the most part, other than a couple of times, it's going to happen here, but I thought the way you guys were able to handle the press, I think, speaks volumes. You only had one 10-second violation there last night, and I think overall, I think how you handled it is, I think, has to be commended.
Absolutely, you know, and I thought it started in that first quarter with Harrison, and not just Harrison, but I thought he had the ball in his hand, and he did a great job of getting us, you know, through the press, and then not settling for something that was sped up and some kind of, you know, knee-jerk reaction where you're just throwing a ball. You know, he got us back into our offense, and a lot of times, you know, the press isn't designed just to turn you over; it's to speed you up and make you, you know, take shots that are sped up. And I thought we did a really good job of that. And, you know, with the score being 6-6, you know, with a couple minutes left in the first quarter, I mean, it speaks to that. So I thought he did a great job. I thought some of our younger guys did a great job. Our post players, you know, set some good screens to kind of free them up away from the run and jump. You know, if that's the beginning of the year, that's the Great Bend game, you know, when you look back and, you know, early December, you know, we have a ton of turnovers that game. We give up a ton of, you know, points off of turnovers. And last night wasn't the case, you know. So the proof is there.
Yeah.
We just have to continue to get better each game. And with the right attitude, they're going to keep doing that.
You talk about pressure, and it begins a tough game again for you coming up Friday night. Holcomb, that was a game where you led for 2.5 quarters there, and then first time around, and then they kind of made a big run there in the fourth quarter, and that was kind of after they slapped on their full-court press there, and you're going to see a lot of that again Friday night. But I know you have to feel at this juncture of the season that your kids are going to be pretty ready for this, what Holcomb will bring.
Yeah, you know, and Chad is not one that probably is going to run out there and start in a press, but, you know, he knows he'll go to it if need be. But, you know, it builds confidence when you go against a team like Lakin who does it for four quarters. You know, so I look for our guys to really handle it well. But, you know, the thing that, you know, on top of the press that really got to us was, you know, Zeffin really created and really got into the paint and kicked it out, and they started hitting some shots. And so we've got to do a better job. And it's the same thing, you know, last night. We've got to do a great job on the ball by ourselves. We can show a little help, but at the end of it, we've got to be able to keep the ball out of the paint on the drive, and so that we don't have to collapse and help so much, because, you know, Holcomb's got guys that can knock down shots too.
Yeah.
And we kind of saw that, you know, the last couple of games. Ulysses knocked down some shots that we had to help. Lakin does it. And so it'll be no different. We just have to, you know, carry our scouting report through four quarters. You know, we do a really good job of it for the first quarter. And then as we get a little wore down, physically and mentally, because that could happen last night against Lakin. Yeah. I mean, that's mentally a little bit draining, you know, handling that press. We just have to continue to be into it for four quarters and understand that we got to keep the ball out of the paint. And we have to dominate the paint on the offensive end. You know, that's where we want to play through.
Of course, you also hope that, you know, with Cimarron, you guys will have that game on Saturday right now. And if they get to play Ulysses at home on Friday, you just hope that Ulysses just kind of wears them down at home there Friday, right?
Well, Coach Wagner said he promised he'd try, so he better stick to it. But, yeah, going down to Cimarron, you know, it's nice to get to make that game up and have it be able to count towards our record. So, you know, our guys are, like we said, you know, they're getting better, they're improving. Yeah. But Cimarron also, you know, they're playing pretty competitive, you know, basketball right now. They've got the two brothers that – are pretty good offensively. They can really knock down shots and they can create for themselves. So they're a good team. They've got some guys that are dangerous, and we just have to be engaged for four quarters. And whether you're coming off the bench or you're starting, you just got to be in there. You got to support your teammates and do the best you can.
Once again, it is Coach Brian Gentry. Beavers continue their road trip along Highway 50 this week. Holcomb on Friday and then Cimarron on Saturday. Stay warm, Coach. Thanks again, as always. Here, we'll talk to you a couple more times here this week.
All right. Thanks, Adam.